in the break or after the meeting so we may contact you as a 10-minute speaker. Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Richard B. from San Diego.
Richard, alcoholic.
Hi, Richard.
My sobriety date is November 14th, 04. Basically, I want to say what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. I was actually raised in this area. I grew up here in Dolly Gardens until junior high. So, raised in the 80s. So, I actually pretty much, you know, I started smoking pot when I was 7 years old. So, that was pretty much the norm in my neighborhood. Drank here and there, but not really too often. Basically moved to La Mesa when I was in sixth grade. Didn't really drink then too much either, until about seventh grade. So that's when the party started. I got hooked up with some people that basically I could drink as much as I want, do as much cocaine as I want, and drive around in limousines all the time. So that was pretty fun, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, I partied like a rock star for many years, and that continued. That continued through junior high, through high school, and basically until about 15 years ago. So I've had, when I'm running like that and partying like that, I had a lot of fun. I really enjoyed drinking. There was times where, yeah, it sucked. You're waking up, hugging the toilet bowl and just wondering where you're at, that sort of thing. But I enjoyed it. I mean, it took a long time for me to admit that I was an alcoholic and not somebody that just liked to party, because I love partying. So that's just what I did. When I was in high school, I had a 23-year-old girlfriend, that made it easy to buy alcohol. I knew I could buy from a few liquor stores. So, that also made it pretty easy. I was into malt liquor. That was my choice, drinking a lot of 40-ouncers here and there. Because regular beer just wasn't doing it until later on in my life. I guess by the time I was 19, I had 3 DUIs. So starting out my life with 3 DUIs is sort of a hard thing to do. I've had a total of about 70 UIs throughout my history, drinking career. Been through 3 18-month programs to get my license back. And the last one I had to do it sober, and that was horrible. So, but man, even then, I didn't want to stop drinking. I did not want to give up the alcohol. I was just, I'm an adrenaline junkie. I like to do things that are dangerous sometimes. I like riding dirt bikes. I like just, climbing cliffs or whatever the case may be. And of course I would do it all drunk. There's not much I ever did in my life that I wasn't completely like hammered, either drinking before, during, after. That's just the way I rolled. I wouldn't do anything without alcohol being involved. It took a toll, on my family. Basically my mom was always, there's nothing she could do. They tried to encourage me to go to Allentine or Allenton or whatever it was when I was younger. And I wanted to be a part of that. Crashed a few cars, got away with crashing a few cars. I could have had more than 70 UIs. I drink and drove every day. So it's just something I did. So that's pretty much how I rolled. I got sober from 20 to 22. And I was like, oh, man, I'm 21. I won't be able to go to the bars, but I've already done everything by the time I was 21. I lived a life. I really did live the life like a rock star. Not much I didn't already experience. And my life got good. I was still smoking pot, but it's like, okay, my life got better. I was like, wow, I knew I had a problem with alcohol. I knew that the alcohol was definitely creating problems in my life. But then again, life started getting good and I got bored and I went back and found the same type of people that drink and party like I do. And that entailed got me, the last couple DUIs that I got. So, So me getting sober, basically, there was a voice inside my head say, hey, look, why don't you give yourself a chance? You know how to party, you know how to drink. It's always out there if you want to do that, And I had a really hard time getting sober. I could go maybe 3 days, and then I would just leave a meeting, just go to the bar. I just couldn't get sober. I just could not physically get sober. I didn't want it. I had a bad attitude. I didn't know how to live life sober. But I eventually got it. There's people in these rooms at my home group. Got me into that book. One guy had a step study at his house. He invited me, sort of like five guys there. And we started reading the book. And, my head was in a fog. I couldn't read out loud when I first got to recovery. They'd ask me to read something, and I just couldn't read it out loud. I could read, but it just wasn't coming out right. So there's a lot of things I had to learn getting sober. I paid cash for everything, our money order, never had any bank accounts, didn't have any paper trail. It was just nothing. So I had to learn how to do all that stuff. I had to learn how to feel comfortable in my own skin sober. Being sober was not, I didn't like that. I didn't like being sober. I didn't know how to act. I didn't know how to feel. I didn't know what to do. I felt like an idiot. I'm like, oh, this is lame. This is horrible. So, but I got over it. I got to enjoy being, enjoy doing things in recovery. Matter of fact, I started going to meetings every day, even though I was ordered to four meetings. The courts gave me four meetings a week. I'm like, come on, don't you think that's a lot? And they're just like, no, because they know, they're not stupid. They know how I drink. So, but I just didn't want anything to do with that. But I got that. I was doing my four meetings a week. And I started to want it. They tell you, come here until you want it, or, we'll love you until you love yourself or whatever. I just had to give sobriety a chance, give it a shot. And I'm glad I stuck with it. My life today is so much better. I switched careers. I went back to school. I'm doing something. I'm actually an owner of my own business now. I was able to buy a house. I was able to do a lot of the material things that I never could seem to get. No matter all the 20 jobs I worked out, I just couldn't get it. It wasn't the alcohol, of course, but it was. It really was. So, especially working in the automotive business, I used to do that for a while, and I switched over to real estate. But because that's a drinking business too. Automotive is. So, I don't know. Today, as I said, I got 15 years of sobriety, and I don't want to go back to that lifestyle. I don't have a desire. It's not attractive to me. I surround myself with people in the rooms, and that's what I'm doing today. I still go to three meetings a week, and I know I have to do that because, they say if you stop going to meetings and I hear it enough in these rooms, you can go back out. It doesn't matter how much time you have. It's out there. It's out there waiting to take you out. And I know if I go back out, I'll be dead or in prison. I'll most likely be dead. So, I don't really want to be dead right now. So I've almost been there a few times too, literally. So that's not a good feeling. Unfortunately, I know what that feels like. So that's all I got. Thank you.